KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, another week of On the Water in the Air. We got our sandwiches down. You guys don't even get to see us eat today.
That's because Angermeyer's not here. Eats and talks. His mama didn't teach him no better.
And before he's done, the sandwich is half on his microphone.
That's right. Yep.
But then all of a sudden, he gets excited about something.
Yeah, he gets a mouthful, and then he thinks of something to say, and it's all over.
There's a little story to share, and then we're all laughing and spitting and sputtering and, you know, being amateurs at this game. But being amateurs is kind of fun, you know.
Absolutely.
I kind of have to go back and into some of these shows and kind of go, what is coming up next?
Yeah, we say that when we live through it the first time, half the time.
Yeah, Big Stone fired up this last weekend with an MTT event, and the Minnesota opener is this weekend. So there's a guy that's been around these Minnesota lakes for a long time, and he's real good at it. And who better to have than Nate Gilkey? Nate, are you with us this morning?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to Nate Gilkey. Been traveling those Minnesota waters for quite a few years. Big Stone wanted to warm up, though, a little bit this weekend with that good weather.
Yeah, we had some pretty flat, calm conditions out there, which isn't real typical for that lake. And hot, sunny days got that water temp scooting up. So, yeah.
But the fish were plenty lethargic anyway, huh?
Well, it's kind of been one of those weird springs in Minnesota with late ice outs, and we're still seeing some lakes that have a little bit of ice on them. So the fish are kind of in a confused state more than anything. They're willing to bite if you find them. They're doing their thing and they're active. So when you find them, they're willing to bite.
So willing to bite. Everybody would like to find a. You know, if they're not going to have their favorite lake open for their Minnesota opener and they want to go to Big Stone, what would Nate Gilkey probably, are they in transition or what would you suggest they might try in that area? I see you had a very, very solid weekend over there of fishing with the Minnesota Tournament Trail.
Yeah, we were able to consistently put two nice bags together each day and the pattern that we're using was a pretty typical pattern on Big Stone, just pitching light jigs to shallow rocks. And, with the late ice out, the fish had already spawned. They spawned under the ice this year, and so they were still, for the most part, shallow, but transitioning out to what I would call the basin areas of the lake and those shallow rock piles in between the shallow shorelines and the basin areas were key areas that were holding fish, so.
Yeah, good morning to Jim. He's joined us. Derek Wendt has joined us on Facebook and to all of our listeners here in Watertown, South Dakota and KS93 on Saturday morning. Neil?
And Nate, last time we had you on the show, I remember you talking about pulling that basin with custom plugs. Did they go this time or no?
No, we never put a trolling rod in the water for the week the weekend out there. So, but I wouldn't put that past for this upcoming opener and the weeks following. With that water temp shooting up, it's just a matter of time until that bite starts to turn on. So,
what do you like to see? Put it this way, what did you see for water temps this past weekend, and what do you like to see before you think that transition's going to occur?
We had, at the start of the week, we were looking at mid-50s to the 57 range, and the surface temperature by Sunday, I had 65 in the afternoon. So it, that's surface temperature, obviously, but those shallow lakes, they warm pretty quick. So, I like to consistently see 60, 61 degrees, and that temperature holding, not a spike from a warm day, and it falling back into the mid 50s overnight. But once that water temp hits that 60 degree mark, it seems like that trolling bite on the Traverse, Big Stone, and even Lac La Parle, those western Minnesota river lakes out there, that really gets going.
Yeah, and that that water has probably mixed up a little bit, and a few more of these sunshiny days has maybe helped that a little bit. That might have transitioned those fish. You're exactly right for those people traveling that way this this coming weekend.
Well, I think we're gonna see a tale of two different sets of lakes in Minnesota over the upcoming opener holiday here this weekend. You know, there's been a lot of lakes that have been open for a week and a half, two, maybe even close to 3 weeks now. The shallower, smaller bodies that the ice went out on that might be warmed up to that low 60 degree mark. And then we're going to see the big lakes in the northern half of the state that, again, still have some ice on them as of today. Most likely it'll be gone by Saturday, but, you know, time will tell. But those lakes, you know, the water temps are going to be in the upper 30s, maybe low 40s, depending on the area. So there's going to be two different styles or techniques of fishing that may come into play, depending on what part of the state your group is traveling to for the upcoming opener. So,
second Super Bowl of the year in Minnesota coming up this weekend. Midnight on Friday, isn't that usually a few of those crazies get out there and drink a Budweiser and throw their line out for a few minutes and see what they can do? But you're right, there's still quite a bit of ice on some of those northern lakes. And then you add to it, I was listening to a biologist from that part of the country, and with the introduction of zebra mussels, the water used to be very clear up there. Now, it was very clear. It's crystal clear now, so I would guess without a slip bobber way away from your boat, it's going to be, with that kind of water temperature, and that's going to be an interesting thing. But everybody's kind of used to that when they're heading up to Leech, Winnebagoshish, Bemidji.
Cass is getting there.
Cass Lake, Leech Lake. Did I say that one twice?
Yeah, but it's a big lake.
What's your thoughts for those doing a bunch of traveling and ready for this?
Well, you know, if the tradition thing is your group's opening day deal, and you go to the same lake every year, which there's a lot of people that do that, I would, if you're fishing a big body of water where the ice just went off or is in the process of going off, I personally, I'm a night bite kind of guy. I like to do that midnight thing for a couple of hours on at midnight, and that might be a good option this year with that clear water.
With or without Budweiser? With or without Budweiser?
Maybe one or two after the fact.
It's Minnesota. They got grain belt. No Budweiser.
Ah, shucks, that's true. No union beer up there, is there?
That's right. Steven Peach has a question.
Peach is on here. There's people looking for some tips on Big Stone.
And he says, what's your favorite color crankbait on Big Stone Lake?
Fire Tiger.
There
Fire
you go. That's the one to use.
That is exactly what everyone should use.
Yep, with a black hat.
Yeah, with a black hat. Fire Tiger guy with a black hat. Fire Tiger has caught a lot of fish on good old Big Stone over the years. But
Big Stone's one of them. You almost need your own.
Or an orange belly. Yep. And that's what Fire Tiger has also. But that's good. Good to hear from you this morning, Stephen Peach. And welcome, Scott Munger. He had caught a couple nice fish on the league on Monday night up there. With 25, he had a 5-pounder to go with a 2-pounder. So
that's what it sounded like. That's a pretty good
anyway,
deal.
Anyway, it took, we just look up, almost 21 pounds to win league on.
Over 20 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, the Peterson boys who were on him during the tournament fishing, it stayed on him on Monday night. It's kind of neat to see the weights. But from those top few spots, Nate, just like what you saw in the MTT, things just dove real quickly. But again, back to Minnesota opener. Sorry, you know, once we get a Facebook, somebody asking a question, we've got to get the information out there. All right, Nate, you can head.
Let's go back to, fishing out of those northern lakes with this cold water.
Yes.
Again, the fish have spawned under the ice, so they're in a kind of a post-spawn into early transition mode, and you know, I would focus 80% of my time in the shallows, but I would also not rule out you know, those mid-depth transitions for some of those post-spawn females, as they'll be looking to start eating again here soon if they not already are. You know, the smaller eater fish, your male fish, they'll linger along those spawning grounds you know, a week or so after everything is kind of wrapped up. But you know, so if you're looking for the smaller eater fish for a fish fry,
the milking,
shallow water bite, just,
milking males should be sticking around the gravel areas.
In our area, those you know, females might, recovered and already starting to go again off those, you know, mid depth shelves.
Yep, that's you know, I don't think we'll see your typical regular time frame of season opener type patterns, but you know, those transition areas, I won't rule them out. And you know, if you're fishing a lake that's got a lot of pressure, a lot of crowds in those shallows, definitely look to those mid depth transitions, because those fish will spook out of those shallows with that many boats up there pressuring them, and could push some of those fish out to you and your group if that's where you are. So, you know, techniques, keep it simple. Jig in a minnow, cast a crankbait, whether it's a shad wrap or maybe a floating Rapala or husky jerk, slip bobber and a leech if you can find them. I know that's been the biggest challenge right now, Lynn, in Minnesota, is bait shops getting bait. With the late ice out and a lot of the ponds that they trap on being froze so late, you know, the bait supply has been kind of thin here for a lot of the shops in Minnesota. But I think the timing is kind of working out at the end here. Most of the shops are able to find leeches now. They were kind of getting them in last week for the first couple shipments. And, you know, the shiner population is what it is, you know, the supply of that type of bait is still kind of limited, but I think shops will be able to get most fishermen what they need. And, you know, there's a great array of artificial baits on the market. If you can't find what you're looking for, don't be afraid to pitch a jig in plastic or you know, a jig in wrap even. You know, that action is kind of more of a late summer kind of bite, but, you know, if those fish are starting to put the feed bag on, you can trigger them with those artificials. So
did you hear of any decent luck with artificials on Big Stone, or was it mostly minnows?
There was a few teams that had some bags trolling on Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday. So I think you know, the crankbait bite out there is starting to heat up, and I actually caught a few on cranks on one of the pre-fish days, and I was actually up in the weeds on the far north end, where I haven't fished for a few years because the weed growth that has taken over on that north end of the lake. I went and checked out some old stomping ground spots up there and put a few fish in the boat on number 4 shad wrap. So it felt good to do that again, because it's been a few years. So.
Oh, that is good. That can be a fun bite up on that north end. Well, Nate, in the last minute here, your favorite places to head this weekend, if you had a choice and you were looking for somewhere for the Minnesota opener?
You know, I would be hard-pressed not to be on Mille Lacs, other than I'll be up there for 6 tournaments here coming up over the next few weeks. So I am going to stay local in my backyard here down in the West Metro and fish Lake Waconia and do the midnight thing. And I'll be casting some shad wraps up shallow and maybe throw out a lighted bobber or two if we find a spot that's got some fish concentrated on it. So, but no, Mille Lacs would be my number one choice, assuming that the ice is off and everything is safe and everything's fishable. I think it will be. So, you know, if you are making a trip north, I would put a call in probably tomorrow around noon or so to a local bait shop or resort up on the lake that you're going to just confirm. I think most of the bodies will be free, but it's going to be close. It's going to be right down the wire. So
yeah, like Leech and Red Lake and Lake of the Woods. Sounds like there could be some, as of today, maybe a few more chunks of ice out in the middle, but it's starting to open up. So give a call.
Mm-hmm. Yep, give a call up there. You know, shorelines will probably be fishable, but you know, you don't want that ice pack blowing in on you if there is still some ice out there and the wind switches. And
look out!
You're out there.
Look out!
Yeah, look out!
You're pulling Neil Jensen.
We don't want to see.
It's happened to me before.
We don't want to see any Titanics going on the opener here. So
the old Edmonds Fitzgerald.
That's right.
Going to go over on the opener. All right, Nate Gilkey.
Thanks, Nate.
We thank you a ton. We thank you a ton. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best fishermen I know in that all those Minnesota lakes. He's tough. Anyway, we thank him, and we're going to head over here in a couple minutes to Chip Lear to get a little update on the upcoming National Walleye Tour event that got switched from Red Wing to the
Oshkosh.
Winnebago system. Yeah. I think they're taking off at Oshkosh. I think they took off at 7 a.m. this morning.
I flipped Sean a little grief about getting a blank at the Big Stone deal.
Oh, yeah.
He showed up at 4:30 for a 4 o'clock check-in and got DQ'd.
Oh, well, that'll happen. So then don't go fishing.
Yep.
There was one reminder from Game Fish and Parks that muskies are all catch and release in South Dakota. I did not know that. I got an update yesterday from Game Fish and Parks on that.
No problem for me.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. All righty. Well, Chip Lear, you sent off the crew 116 boats at 7 a.m. this morning.
They are out and fishing, and the 2018 National Walleye Tour season is officially underway.
So is it a fast bite, Chip, or is it going to be a good old tough battle deal?
I think these guys are going to catch so many fish today that they probably will hardly be able to. I think they're going to beat their hands up. I think it's going to be a rough day. I think they're going to really. The bite's been so good this week during pre-fish. It's been incredible.
Has it
awesome. Really?
And you guys don't have this front coming through yet until probably tonight. So they'll get one good day, and then tomorrow they'll have to figure out something a little bit different with this wind switch and temperature drop. But you know what, if that weather's been stable this long, they should have a great bite. Good to hear about that always helps.
Yeah, no, the optimism is really high. I mean, and I don't think anybody thinks that they're not going to catch a limit of fish today here in Oshkosh. The challenge is that all these fish are the same size. There's an incredible amount of fish that are all between 17 and 19 inches. and there's just too many of them. So I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of weights in that probably that 11, 12, 13 pound range. But it's going to take more than that to make the top 10 and be crowned champion here. There's no doubt about that. But these guys, the most of the belief here this morning was their ability to get the fish wasn't the challenge. It was the ability to stay in the running going into tomorrow. And then we can determine who our champion at the first event is going to be.
So are they still fishing the what they call the rice pads up in the upper lakes, or have these fish all? I suppose the weather's been similar to ours in South Dakota. Are they still all in the upper lakes, or are they heading down to the big lake?
Well, the way that this system works is, you know, Winnebago is the big body of water, and then up the river system here, these fish move up to spawn and then kind of flush back out as the season progresses. It's been warm, but there's still a lot of fish that are up the river system. It doesn't seem like they've flushed out all the way out to the lake readily. So there's fish all over the system. What's amazing right now is you can catch them doing a lot of different things. I mean, you can catch fish bobber fishing. You can catch them casting jigs. The guys are trolling spinners. They're trolling crankbaits. They're casting crankbaits. They're doing rigs. They're fishing flies. They're fishing just about every way you possibly can catch a walleye. You can do it right now. The difference, and what makes this as fun for me, it'll make fun for people that are watching our live weigh-ins online or just following the event in general, is figuring out which bite the biggest fish are going to get produced by. That's really going to be the fun part here.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's the guy that gets up onto those little eddy rocks that are between those. This water keeps flowing between all these. There's like five or six or seven small lakes up there, and then that water just keeps flowing out. And they find a little rock spot that's holding a couple bigger fish, and all of a sudden they're heading towards a nice bag of fish. So
that's
going to be fun to watch, and they can watch this live. Chip, tell them where they can watch this, and you're going to be on stage. I had about 3:30 this afternoon.
3 o'clock Central Time, NationalWalleyeTour.com. The weigh-ins will be streamed live, and we encourage everybody to tune it in, of course, because we'll do our best to learn where, when, and how these guys are catching their fish. I mean, you're going to have to earn it. I think the thing about this body of water, which if you're not familiar with Oshkosh, there's so much history in the world of walleye tournament fishing from this place. Hall of Fame anglers are born and raised on this system. The anglers that come out of here, the local community is as tough as anywhere you'll see in North America, because these guys have to be able to do it all to compete. They have to jig, they got to rig, they got to be able to troll planer boards, spinners, cranks. It does in the flies. It's really an intricate, fun body of water to be at to have a tournament because. You're going to have to earn it. You're not going to luck out and find the spot and find, you know, some big fish just because you happen to find that one lucky spot. You're going to have to outfish your competitors to be crowned champion at this, and that's what I love about Oshkosh and this whole Winnebago system.
Yeah, completely agree. Corey Sprengel, Gary Parsons, Keith Cavallas, Dean Arnoldison. I mean, the list goes on and on of who grew up around there. And then you usually draw about 8 or 10 of those fantastic local fishermen that just are lights out. So that'll be fun to watch, Chip. Thank you.
3 o'clock this afternoon.
3 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you, Chip Lear, for a quick update, and maybe we'll interview the winner for next week.
Thanks, Chip.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Over and out for another week of On the Water, In the Air. We'll send this baby right over to the board man, Randy.